A slow start and a missed opportunity haunted them. The Sioux Sabercats varsity team fell behind by 14 early and dropped a 30-7 Ontario Summer Football League decision to the Cumberland Panthers on Saturday at Superior Heights. After getting behind, the locals cut the lead in half and had a chance to tie the game in the third quarter but couldn't take advantage. The Panthers proceeded to convert on their next possession, which ultimately sealed the win. "We started a bit slow," said Sabercats coach Matt Premo. "We battled back and in the third quarter we had a big punt and turnover and were right on their one-yard line with a chance to tie the game. That's a big momentum swing there. We had a chance to punch it in from the one and we didn't win that battle. That's a play we have to have," and then they turn around and get a 108-yard touchdown the other way. "We were right in it to that point in the game with a chance to tie it." Premo also said the early deficit made things difficult against a solid defensive team in the Panthers. "That's tough, especially against a team that doesn't give up very many points," Premo said. "Their defense is really good. When you dig yourself that hole, it's tough to come back. That was big. We talked about starting fast. They have some good players over there and they broke one early." Cumberland jumped out to an early lead as Jerry Momo ran the ball 77 yards for a touchdown on the first play from scrimmage. Jaden Bonum kicked the extra point to make it 7-0 Panthers early. The Panthers made it 14-0 as Zai Valencourt caught a pass from quarterback Wolfgang Schad for a 45-yard touchdown. Bonum kicked the convert on the play. The Sabercats got on the board in the second quarter as Connor Ritchie ran the ball in from 2 yards out. The major, combined with the subsequent convert by Daniel Bumbaco, made it 14-7. The locals had an opportunity to tie the game in the third quarter when Lucas Malcolm recovered a fumbled punt deep in Cumberland territory. The Sabercats would get the ball down to the Panthers one, but couldn't convert on the opportunity. Cumberland then added to the lead in the third quarter when Momo ran the ball 108 yards for a touchdown. With the convert by Bonum, the Panthers led 21-7. After the Cumberland lead got extended to 23-7 with a safety, the Panthers made it 30-7 in the fourth quarter when Bonum caught a 17-yard touchdown pass from Shad.in the fourth quarter. Offensively for the Sabercats, Ronan Provenzano ran the ball 9 times for 58 yards. On the defensive side of the ball, Jacob Brown had 3.5 tackles while Owen Trecarton and Carter Kyo had 3 each. Momo led the Panthers with 198 yards rushing on 5 carries in addition to a 10-yard catch. Valencourt finished the day with 53 yards receiving on a pair of catches. Defensively for the Panthers, Jacob Matt had 7.5 tackles and Andrew Christie had 5. The Sabercats lost a pair of key players to injury late in the game. Quarterback Gabe Barkley left the game after re-aggravating a previous injury, while running back Michael Nicoletta left the game with a hand injury. Their status going forward for the playoffs remains up in the air. Next up for the team is playoff action on the road, but their opponent remains up in the air pending final scores from other games.